Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Top Trump advisors have told House investigators that they question the ex-president's efforts to try to overturn the 2020 election. The panel shared videos of interviews with former Attorney General Bill Barr and Trump's daughter Ivanka expressing those concerns at a public hearing last night. As NPR's Claudia Grisales reports.
Barr said no election fraud was committed in 2020, a statement that former senior White House advisor Ivanka Trump said she accepted. It was part of a series of excerpts shared by the panel. The House Select January 6 Committee's Vice Chair Liz Cheney warned those still pledging their loyalty to the former president.
Tonight, I say this to my Republican colleagues who are defending the indefensible. There will come a day when Donald Trump is gone, but your dishonor will remain.
The panel laid out its plans for the next five hearings this month, highlighting Trump's role in the deadly siege. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden stressed the need for unity in remarks to the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles. Biden told those gathered that the Western Hemisphere could be the most prosperous and secure region in the world.
I invite my fellow heads of state and heads of government of the Americas to join me in adopting concrete hemispheric commitments that are going to advance our efforts to build a more sustainable, resilient, and equitable future.
The nations of Belize and Argentina pushed back on the unity theme, citing the U.S. decision to exclude some Central American nations because of their record on human rights. Mexico boycotted the event in solidarity with leaders who were not invited. A police officer in Grand Rapids, Michigan, has been charged with second-degree murder for the shooting death of Patrick Leoya. Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio has the story.
The shooting happened more than 2 months ago. Grand Rapids Police Officer Christopher Schur pulled over Leoya. Leoya got out of his car, then ran. Schur chased him, and there was a struggle over Schur's taser. Then, while Officer Schur was on top and Leoya facing down, Schur shot him in the back of the head. Chris Becker is the county prosecutor who filed the charges, and while he says he often works with the police department, that didn't affect his decision to charge.
We're a separate entity, and our duty is public safety. We work a lot with them, but we don't work for them.
The Grand Rapids Police Officers Union has said it believed Schur was defending himself. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Grand Rapids.
An employee opened fire at a manufacturing plant in Western Maryland yesterday, killing three co-workers. Police say the suspect fled the scene before law enforcement arrived, but that a state trooper tracked him down at a traffic stop. Authorities say a shootout ensued, leaving both the gunman and the trooper injured. The attack occurred in Smithsburg, Maryland, just west of the Camp David presidential retreat. This is NPR News. The U.S. Supreme Court is considering whether to take up Bayer's bid to dismiss a judgment over its Roundup weed killer. At issue is an appeals court ruling that upholds a $25 million award to a California man claiming that the product caused his cancer. Bayer has lost three liability cases and won three others, and the company has already paid out a portion of an $11.5 billion claim, but still faces thousands of similar cases. NASA says it's starting its own study of unidentified aerial phenomena. That's what used to be called UFOs. As NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports, the space agency wants to see if observations of these phenomena can be improved.
UFOs may seem wacky to some, but the head of NASA's science directorate, Thomas Zurbuchen, says it's a legit thing to study.
Consistent with our principles of openness, transparency, and scientific integrity, we are not shying away from reputational risk.
Odd sightings in the sky have been studied at the Department of Defense. There's been recent congressional hearings. And Zurbuchen now says NASA has appointed two astrophysicists to lead a study that's expected to take around 9 months. It will focus on figuring out what kinds of data are already being collected or could be collected in the future to help explain rare and perplexing sightings. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading ahead of an inflation report later today. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.